Blackstone presents The Vineyard Bride by Katie Winters. This book is read by Aaron Bennett. Chapter 1. It was the middle of May on Martha's Vineyard, and the island flourished with a wealth of gorgeous flower buds, shimmering green leaves, and frothing waves off the sound. Soon, tourists would flock to the island, chaotic and loud and eager to take up space all summer long. But just for now, during these blissful weeks, before the season fully began, the Sheridan family was allowed the privacy and quiet of their beautiful home as it dusted itself off from the winter. It was time to live again.
"It's hard to believe we just had a blizzard a few months back." Susan Sheridan Frampton stood in a pair of khaki slacks and a white sweater, her hands on her hips as she peered off the back porch of the Sheridan house. Her forehead was tanned from a long afternoon in the garden next door, where she lived with her husband Scott and her stepson, Kellen. Lola Sheridan sat cross-legged on the back patio chair, her head back against the patio furniture pillow, and a book splayed open lazily on her lap. Daydreamy and lost inside herself, she couldn't find a way to respond to her older sister.
"And hard to believe it's been almost 2 years since we all came back," Susan continued without waiting for Lola's answer.
"And 2 years since my divorce from Richard."
"Yes, that tends to happen, doesn't it, Susan? Time passes quickly."
Christine was still just as sharp-witted as ever and quick with sarcastic remarks. She stepped out of the living room with baby Mia strapped to her chest, sleeping.
"What will you do if that daughter of yours inherits your sarcasm?" Susan asked, her smile widening.
"Tell her how proud I am of her," Christine returned. "Sarcasm makes the world go round."
"Really? I heard it was our gravitational pull to the sun," Lola tried. At this, both Susan and Christine burst into laughter. Just beyond the porch, over the tip-tops of the trees that lined the little forest between the Frampton and Sheridan houses, a flock of birds crested, forming a strange and beautiful formation in the blue sky. Below them, Grandpa Wes and Kellen stepped out from behind the trees with their binoculars lifted.
"They'll be there all spring and summer long, won't they?" Susan said.
"They'll take breaks for snacks. Don't you worry about that," Christine joked.
Within the house came the sounds of Amanda and Audrey, cackling together as they cooked up an early dinner.
"That needs more salt."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?